Hello, everyone. It's Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And yes, man's in the back. Say hello.
Yeah, I'm back here.
And we're Anime Train. If you're wondering why it took us so long to come out with the third podcast of 2006, it's because a cold has sort of spread its way around us. I got it first. This was towards the end of January. Steve got it.
Yep.
Yes, man, I got it.
Yeah,
right now,
too.
Chi Hui has it, and that's why he's not here. And I still have kind of a lingering cough, so please excuse any coughing or the strangeness of my the sound of my voice, maybe. Anyway, but we're back here after a little over a month. For this podcast, I just want to talk a little bit about a song that I happened to hear very recently, and it reminded me of some stuff that I originally had bought back when I was just a kid, and that was Tom Petty's album "You're Gonna Get It," and there's a great song on it called "Magnolia."
Yeah, that's
and
really
I was just
great,
listening to it the other
track.
Day. I thought, "Wow, this is a great song." And we were thinking about
he was at his peak.
Yeah, that's right. The only problem is that it doesn't really fit. Excuse me. There you go. It's me coughing. The only problem with that song is that it doesn't really fit.
Yeah, it's kind of off
in the concept of the CD that we want to do, or which we talked about already before. That is having a bunch of songs detailing the low points of a life and then the high points. So it's like a roller coaster. It mimics life, and this Magnolia doesn't really fit that. But it's such a great song. And I just want to talk about it for this podcast because I was being the lazy person that I am.
It's par for the course.
When we were talking about using that as a cover, I went onto the internet to look up the tab.
Yeah, sometimes they're not good.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem. And, of course, it's always appreciated that people post tabs of songs. But a lot of times you'll notice that these tabs are not correct. So I just want to talk a little bit about the chord structure of Magnolia. Now, as you're learning to play the guitar, the best thing you could do is start trusting your ears and learning how to listen for the sounds.
Yeah, you always should listen for yourself. Listen to the CD for yourself, you know.
I don't want to get too much into theory because my music theory really sucks. I only know, you know, basics. And Steve, you're we're both kind of the same. We just kind of pick things up. Don't really know, you know, the actual theory part of music. But anyway, you know, you have your seven chords. Your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1 is major. 2, 3 is minor. 4, 5. Is major, 6 is minor, and 7 is your diminished chord, which we never use. At least I never do when I'm writing. But if you look at the Tom Petty's Magnolia, you'll notice that it starts off with F sharp minor and A, and he repeats those. And so that's your the 6 chord and the 1 chord. And what's cool about what Tom Petty does is that he does it the F sharp minor for 2 measures, A for 2 measures, but in the middle of the verse he speeds it up so that it's F sharp minor for 1 measure, A for 1 measure, and then F sharp minor and A, same chords,
but it sounds different.
It really changes the sound of it just from doing that, which is pretty cool. And here's the thing about the tab that I was looking at, because I had to go listen to the record, because the tab wasn't right in the part where Tom Petty goes from, you know, he's going back from F sharp minor to A, and then he goes to B sharp minor.
No.
Not B sharp minor. B minor. B minor to E. The tab on the web, and it's always it's the same tab on every site. It's like these tab sites, they pick one and they just spread all over the place So that it's always the same tab. But it's wrong. I'm pretty sure it's wrong because the guy put going from F sharp or F sharp minor to D, then
yeah, it's not a D.
Going to E, and that's not right. It's B minor, not D. And let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. S-Man, can you run that kind of give me a kind of a shuffle?
A shuffle?
Yeah.
Shuffle?
Just a, you know, just kind of a that shuffle, lazy shuffle feel.
Like this?
Okay. And let me show you what I mean. Okay, get ready for my Tom Petty presentation. F sharp minor, two measures. A, two measures.
From a table across the room, she was signaling me with her eyes. I walked over to be introduced. I said hello.
You can tell my voice is shot just from doing that.
Man, yeah, you can hear it. Oh, that sounds awful.
But if you notice, you heard the F sharp minor and the A two measures. Then he went to F sharp minor and A just one measure. And also before that, you know, the part is that I said hello, she just smiled. That's obviously that's a B minor chord. If you listen to the record, it's B minor, not a D.
Not
like
a D.
What the tab is. But you know, when you look at the structure that he used, it's pretty simple. You know, F sharp A, B minor, E. There's a bridge where he does C sharp minor, D, and E. But you know, that's basically the heart of, you know, Americana roots rock type of, you know, roots rock.
Yeah, not a lot of fancy chords.
Type of music. You have the simple basic chords, your major chords, and usually a couple of minor chords. So anyway, that was Magnolia, and it's something that we're thinking about covering, but it just doesn't seem to fit with the material, so we might not do it.
You know, I think you need a gargle salt
anything,
water or something.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Man.
It's going to take a while before I can go back to laying down some tracks. Okay. That about wraps it up. And see you next time.
Okay, see you guys. Bye.